Ron, let's talk about home brewing then. You do this on quite an extreme scale, but tell us what we can do at home.
Well, you can brew very good beer at home, and there's lots of people who do. I mean, basically, if anybody's thinking of brewing beer, there's a homebrew shop opened in Boulderton now in, what's it called? I can never remember, Brisbane Court. There are two main ways of doing it. You can either buy ready-made kits, which is liquid malt, and you need a minimum of equipment to brew it that way. And if you're thinking that that's a cheap and easy way, and you can brew quite good beer using this. If you want to go in and brew from malted barley like the commercial brewers do, then you need a bit more equipment, and it's going to cost you a little bit more to set up. But it's not too difficult, and there are thousands of us doing it.
And you set this up in your garage or your shed or in your living room?
No. Partly in the kitchen, and I get up early while my wife is still asleep. But I do the really, I boil, because you've got to boil for 90 minutes, and you generate some smell, which is a delicious smell, I think. That's of hops and malt, but also a lot of steam. So I just open the garage door and boil there. But most of it can be done in the kitchen. But a little word of warning, malt is very sticky, so if you spill it,
it's yes. Hard to clean up.
Yes, it certainly is.
Gents, what have you got lined up for me next? What's the next beer we're going to have a look at?
Okay, the third beer we've got is quite an apt name, actually, seeing as the festival is in the Castle Gardens, Newark Castle Gardens, and this is Newark Castle Brown, which is a play on words, Newcastle,
absolutely.
Newark Castle. And it's from the Springhead Brewery, which is located just down the road in Sutton-on-Trent. It's our biggest microbrewery by far. They sell the beers all over the country now. They're a very successful brewery.
This smells quite strong.
Well, this is a little bit stronger than the last one. Not a great deal, but this is a bit darker beer. And I would suggest that to the person who's a little bit doubtful as what they're asking in the pub, who would normally ask for a smooth beer, you know, if they saw this on the bar and had a pint of this, I'm sure they wouldn't be disappointed with it. It's an inoffensive beer, it's a tasty beer, but it hasn't got any extreme flavours either way, so it's kind to the palate, and I think anybody could get on with that beer.
That's pleasant, that. That's pleasant. I like that.
It's not particularly hoppy, is it? I mean, if you drink John's smooth beer, then that's not particularly hoppy either.
I don't think I could manage a full pint of that. But to the uninitiated, that's a nice one to start off with. I mean, Tony, I mean, is this a popular beer? Would you sell this?
This is a seasonal beer that they do. It's only available a couple of months of the year, but it's certainly one that would go down well in the pub, and I will be getting some in, having tasted it, and I find it quite pleasant. A lot of my drinkers do like a darker coloured beer and a slightly malty beer, and that ticks all the boxes for me.
I've got the entertainment guide coming up in a few moments' time, but let's have another beer then, shall we? For those of you who have just tuned in and wondered what we're up to in the studio this morning, just ahead of the Locale Beer and Wine Festival, we are having a taste of some of the locally brewed ales. I don't drink beer. Simply for the fact that I don't know what I'm drinking. So the gents in front of me today, Tony, he's a publican. Ron, he's a craft brewer. And Phil, well, I shan't say what he describes him as. But they all just like drinking beer. And they're here to try and explain on air a bit more about how we should identify and how we should taste those real ales over the weekend. So, gents, what have you got for me next?
Right, this is absolutely fantastic. I guarantee you're going to like this one. This is a stout by a little tiny little brewery in Increan, and it's an alternative to all the for all the Guinness drinkers out there. It's a stout, and it's called Flanagan's Extra Stout. You'll get all the coffee flavors, the burnt malt roast. Oh, it's just fantastic, full of flavor.
Wow, that smells really, really nice. Just to explain, I've just put my nose into the glass, and it's full of really nice, almost chocolatey kind of smells. Yeah. Am I hitting the nail on the head here?
Right on the money there.
Yes, there must be some chocolate malt in this beer, I would have thought.
That's explain chocolate malt, if you would.
It's a type of malt. It's roasted quite a lot, and it has distinct sort of chocolate overnotes.
Wow.
And it's commonly used in the better dark beers.
But okay then, let's have a taste of this. I mean, it really is dark. You can't even see your fingers wrapping around the glass.
No.
Well, Rob,
that's
Rob,
delicious.
It is.
Tell me you don't like that, Duncan.
Well, you may not.
Well,
he's going to do it.
No, I'm not. I'm not sure what I've just tasted, if that makes any sense. Let me have another. There's a before you get the final aftertaste, there's a kick. There's something, there's a flavour in there that's bubbling around your palate. And I'm not sure what that is. I can't identify that, but it's not the aftertaste.
It could be some sort of coffee flavours, chocolate flavours. It's probably the roast barley. Traditionally, there's a lot of roast barley in this style of stout. I mean, basically, there are two sorts of stout. There's the dry stout. Guinness is the most well-known commercial example. And there used to be quite a lot of sweet stouts. And older listeners may remember Mackesons. That was on the sweeter side of things. But this is very much on the traditional dry Irish stout. Lots of flavour and quite a nice bitter aftertaste. Do you get the bitter aftertaste?
I definitely get the aftertaste. Mm. It's what comes before the aftertaste that really interests me. I'm gonna have another go at that one.
Yeah. Quite complex.
Can I just say, while you're slurping that, Rob, the brewer, who's a good friend of mine, originally invented this brew to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and it proves so popular that he brews it all year round now. And it is a good alternative to the person who would go in a bar and ordinarily ask for Guinness.
And let's just get this straight. This is a beer that's local.
It is, yes. Ecrin, just down the road.
You were saying yesterday there's almost 30 breweries. Is that right?
Well, it depends how far you go, but I think we've got 13 on at the festival, and they're all within 20 miles of the castle.
Would you believe that? Of course, Newark, though, being a big brewing town, it's heritage, so maybe I shouldn't be so surprised after all. Gents, pour me some more, if you wouldn't mind.